Presentation of papers. The Honourable Prime Minister, Minister of Education, Higher Education and Vocational Education.
Honourable Deputy Speaker, I present the order made by the Minister of Finance, Planning and Economic Development under Section 22 of the Foreign Exchange Act No. 12 of 2017 and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2415-56 of 19 December 2024. Regulations made by the Minister of Finance, Planning and Economic Development under Section 20 of the Imports and Exports Control Act No. 1 of 1969, amended by Acts No. 48 of 1985 and No. 28 of 1987, read with Sections 4, 1 and 14 of the aforesaid Act and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2415-35 of 18 December 2024, and regulations made by the Minister of Finance, Planning and Economic Development under Section 20 of the Imports and Exports Control Act No. 1 of 1969, amended by Acts No. 48 of 1985 and No. 28 of 1987, read with Sections 4, 1 and 14 of the aforesaid Act and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2416-11 of 24 December 2024. Honourable Deputy Speaker, I move that the order and the regulations be referred to the Committee on Public Finance. I present the report on the submission of observations and steps taken in terms of the Standing Order 119-4 of the Parliament with regard to the matters mentioned on the Ministry of Finance, Planning and Economic Development and the institutes coming under its purview in the report of the Committee on Public Accounts which was presented to Parliament. I move that this report be referred to the Committee on Public Accounts. Honourable Deputy Speaker, I present the order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25(a) of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the Master of Science in Electronics and Communications Engineering degree awarded by SLT Campus Private Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2373-36 of 29th February 2024. Orders made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25(a) of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the Bachelor of Science Honours in Data Science degree awarded by Horizon College of Business and Technology Private Limited and the Bachelor of Education Honours in Sports and Physical Education degree awarded by Cinec Campus Private Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2375-22 of 12th March 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25(a) of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the Bachelor of Science Honours in Data Science degree awarded by KIU Campus Private Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2379-4 of 8 April 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25(a) of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the degrees awarded by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Sri Lanka and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2382-24 of 3rd May 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25(a) of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the Master of Education in Educational Management and Leadership degree awarded by National School of Business Management Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2383-28 of 8 May 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the degrees awarded by International College of Business and Technology Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2383/45 of 11th May 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the Bachelor of Arts Honours in English Studies degree awarded by Sri Lanka Institute of Information Technology Guarantee Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2384/28 of 16th May 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the Bachelor of Technology in Information Technology and Communication degree awarded by Sri Lanka International Buddhist Academy and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2384/29 of 16th May 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b) read with Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the Bachelor of Law Honours degree awarded by Sri Lanka Institute of Information Technology Guarantee Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2388/12 of 10th June 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b) read with Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the degrees awarded by Sri Lanka International Buddhist Academy and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2389/23 of 20th June 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the Bachelor of Business Management Honours degree awarded by the British School of Commerce Private Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2389/24 of 20th June 2024. Order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the degrees awarded by the National School of Business Management Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2392/47 of 11th July 2024, an order made by the then Minister of Education under Section 27(1)(b), read with Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978 with regard to the Bachelor of Education Honours in Early Childhood Education degree awarded by Sinec Campus Private Limited and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2403/17 of 25th September 2024. Thank you.
Honourable Minister of Industry and Entrepreneurship Development.
ගරුණීය කතානායක ගතුමනි 2023 වර්ෂය සඳහා ජාතික ශිල්ප සභාවේ වාර්ෂික වාර්තාව මම ඉදිරිපත් කරමි. මෙම වාර්තාව කර්මාන්තා ව්‍යවසායකත්ව සංවර්ධන කටයුතු පිළිබඳ අමාත්‍යාංශීය උපදේශක කාර්ය සභාවේ තියමු කළ යුතුයයි මම යෝජනා කරමි.
The Honourable Minister of Trade, Commerce, Food Security and Cooperative Development.
ගරු නියෝජ කතානායකතුමනි 2003 අංක 36 දරන බුද්ධිමය දේපළ පනතේ 160A, 161A, 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 161E, 161E, 161U, 161A, 161O සහ 161O වගන්ති සමග කියවිය යුතු 204 වගන්ති යටතේ එවකට වෙළඳ වාණිජ ආහාර සුරක්ෂිතා සමුපකාර සංවර්ධන කර්මාන්ත සහ ව්‍යවසායකත්ව සංවර්ධන අමාත්‍යවරයා විසින් සාධන ලදව 2024 ඔක්තෝබර් 22 දින ඇති අංක 2407 ඇලයිරක් 4 දරන අතිවිශේෂ ගැසට් පත්‍රයේ පළ කරන ලද නියෝග මම ඉදිරිපත් කරමි. මෙම නියෝග වෙළඳ වාණිජ ආහාර සුරක්ෂිතා සහ සමුපකාර සංවර්ධන කටයුතු පිළිබඳ අමාත්‍යාංශයේ උපදේශක කාර්ය සභාව වෙත යොමු කළ යුතුයයි මම යෝජනා කරමි.
The Honourable Minister of Environment.
ගරු නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි 2022 වර්ෂය සඳහා මධ්‍යම පරිසර අධිකාරිය වාර්ෂික වාර්තාව සහ 2022 වර්ෂය සඳහා ESMB Technical Services පුද්ගලික සමාගමේ වාර්ෂික වාර්තාව මම ඉදිරිපත් කරමි. මෙම වාර්තාව පරිසර කටයුතු පිළිබඳ අමාත්‍යංශීය උපදේශකාරක සභාවේද යොමු කළ යුතුයි මම යෝජනා කරමි.
The Honorable Minister of Buddha Sasana, Religious and Cultural Affairs.
ගරු නියෝජ්‍ය කතානායකතුමනි, 2023 වර්ෂය සඳහා මුස්ලිම් ආගමික හා සංස්කෘතික කටයුතු දෙපාර්තමේන්තුවේ කාර්යසාධන වාර්තාව මම ඉදිරිපත් කරමි. මෙම වාර්තාව බුද්ධ ශාසන ආගමික සහ සංස්කෘතික කටයුතු පිළිබඳ අමාත්‍යංශයේ උපදේශක කාරක සභාව වෙත යොමු කළ යුතුයයි මම යෝජනා කරමි.